This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
God, I love these stories. There's some stories that you read them and you go, whoo, leftism on steroids. Leftism explained. The story tells the story. The story tells you how bad leftism has become. I can't imagine how the Me Too movement, the feminists, the now National Organization of Women, NAGS, whatever you want to call them, hags, how these women, what's the world going to look like under the left? LGBT, this, that, and the other. You can be what you want to be. Coming down on men, I just go, Kevin, you men, hold your horses there. Pump the brakes there, sister. I'm a woman. Well, you don't talk like, whoa, now you're starting to, now you're triggering me because you don't tell me what I'm supposed to be. You want to tell me I don't talk like somebody. Uh-huh. See, I've talked about this subject till I'm blue in the face about how women are crushing themselves. They're crushing themselves. They crush their movement. The Me Too movement, directing it at Kavanaugh, directing it at Cosby. Trust me. The black community, no matter what they tell you, they understand what that Cosby thing was about. How is it that Harvey Weinstein is not in prison, but Bill Cosby is? I bet there are a lot of people that would like to know that. Yeah. Because Bill, you could ask the same question of Bill Clinton. Anyway, I've documented these so-called men transitioning to women. And then what happens to women's sports? So Title IX, that makes girls, you got to support female sports the same way you support male sports. Okay, fine. So here's the transition. Guys that can't make it in a guy sport transition and become girls, go to the girls' sports, and dominate. They're dominating basketball, track and field, volleyball, and on and on. Why? Because their body is still male. They produce testosterone. I've had this very simple discussion about transgender, and I tell people there is no such thing. And I back it up and say, when you show me a man that becomes a woman and has a baby in his uterus, and show me a woman who becomes a man and produces sperm and can get a woman pregnant, then I'll tell you you can have a transgender person. But until modern science can give you that, everybody else is just playing. And so women who want to not be women, but then do want to be recognized as women because they say, we don't make enough money. Well, if guys transition to become women and then they still make more money than women, are you going to be mad at transsexual guys? Or do we say, nope, we're closing the gender gap? I mean, there's all kinds of quandaries you can produce here with these crazy scenarios. Because, see, I just understand that there's boys and girls, and there are occasional issues where some people get both. But other than that, I mean, we all know, and look, I get it. Why pick one? But I think your body knows what it wants to be and figure it out. I don't care. I have no problem with a hermaphrodite, person that has two, saying, look, I chose the female. Okay, no problem. I will recognize you for whatever you choose to be because that's kind of the way things work. For the record, I'll do the same thing. If you say, Kevin, I feel like a girl. One of my buddies from high school goes, Kevin, I feel like a girl. Say it's my buddy Robert. He says, I want to be called Roberta. If he wants to be called Roberta, I'll call him Roberta. I'll always remember him as Robert, but I'll call him Roberta. I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with you telling me what I'm supposed to do about it, that there's separate bathrooms. No, Roberta can use the women's bathroom if Roberta wants to. And I get people have a problem with this. Kevin, they're going in there raping the kids, raping and pillaging in there. Okay. I realize there are going to be some problems, but we can deal with that. But I'm not going to stop somebody from wanting to be what they want to be. Go be what you want to be. But there are ramifications of all this nonsense. There are. See, because where I sit, Robert can want to become Roberta, but he's never going to be Roberta. So Robert should just use the boys' bathroom. And if he wants to dress up as Roberta, fine. But just stand at the stall. I mean, in the urinal. You know, just stand there. Look over at your high heels and your wig. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Roberta.
Oh, man.
Can of worms. These leftists, they can't leave well enough alone. A biological male who identifies as a transgender woman won a women's world championship cycling event over the weekend. Rachel McKinnon, a professor at College of Charleston, won the women's sprint 35 to 39 age bracket at the 2018 UCI Masters Track Cycling World Championships in Los Angeles. I'm chuckling because this is the future of women. Domination by men who have become women. That's the future of women. You asked for it. The irony just is, it's gushing with irony. Oh, man, it's so tough to maintain. Because it's just tough to maintain. What can I tell you? Rachel McKinnon, representing Canada, bested Caroline van Herikhuizen of the Netherlands and American cyclist Jennifer Wagner to take home the gold. She celebrated her victory on Twitter, writing, "First transgender woman world champion ever," which is effectively a dude going, "I kicked those women's butts." Oh, man. Feminist. What have you created? And sadly, women, okay, if a transgender woman, transgendered into a woman, is not acceptable in women's sports, then women can become empowered. Every time I see a transgender person beating up on women in a sport, I'm just going to think of male domination. They can try to make me think of something else, but I'm going to go, look, you took one of our not greatest representatives and he beat you. One of our mediocre guys just whooped your head. That's what happened. One of our mediocre guys whooped your head. So, there you go. Oh, man. This is too funny. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about. Maybe some more transgender stuff. I don't know. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin, I really dig your show, man. I am listening to you from Clearwater, Florida. And I listen to you on my Google. I don't miss a day. I think you're the, if not the best, one of the three best. And I put you right up there with Mark Levine and Michael Savage, man. You are pretty damn good in my book. And I thank you for all that you've given us.
And I thank you back. Thanks for calling in, Dad. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Lots going on. Antifa attacking people. You've probably seen this. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the broadcast. Look, lots going on. Lots going on. What was one of the, there was an Illinois governor's debate that I thought was interesting. Rauner is going, he's a present governor of Illinois. He's a rich Republican man, billionaire. And he's been trying to turn this place around. And I'm telling you, I can't imagine what he's facing with the unions. I mean, we're talking about Illinois, Chicago mob, the whole deal. And anyway, he was having a debate with the Democrat. And I just want to play a little bit of this because it was very raucous. I mean, it gives you an idea of Illinois politics, but here's just a little bit of that debate.
Cheryl, this was perhaps the most contentious of the debates, and the governor's comments on illegal immigration spark headlines today. With just 4 weeks before the election, Governor Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker came ready to rumble, Pritzker dodging questions about an alleged scheme to defraud in a property tax appeals case.
Remember also that 54,000 people in Cook County seek to have their property taxes reassessed, including the governor.
That insults the people.
Look, you're on the attack because you're distracting from your own record.
Rauner deflecting about his handling of the Legionnaires' deaths at the Quincy Veterans Home.
And at no point, Governor. And at no point has anyone ever said there was any unethical or criminal behavior ever.
There
at
is no criminal probe.
So why do you think it's been investigated?
For political purposes.
When questioned about the role of illegal immigrants in Illinois' economy, Rauner seemed to blame them for contributing to Chicago's violence.
One of the reasons we have such high unemployment in the city of Chicago and so much crime is the massive number of illegal immigrants here take jobs away from American citizens and Chicago citizens.
Okay. We have immigrants here who are not protected, under attack by President Trump. He stands with President Trump on this. I do not.
The debate rife with rancor.
Let me answer the question. I let you go on and on with lies. Let me please tell the truth here.
Well, I'm answering the question, Mr. Pritzker, Mr. Tax Cheat. So here's the
you're under a criminal
here's what's
probe.
Crystal.
You ought to answer for that.
A phony one trumped up by your Madigan clan.
At one point, both men were rebuked for not allowing the other to talk.
Okay, let him answer, and then you finish, and we'll be
this
moving on.
This is the court.
There is a year's worth of reporting, and
he doesn't want to hear this answer.
Excuse me, guys. Boys. Welcome back. I love it. I love it. This is that time of year. This is when you find out who's got the gumption. It's an old word, you youngsters out there listening. Who's got the gumption? Who's gonna get through this? Politics is nasty, dirty, ugly. I mean, beyond anything you can even imagine. Trump talked about it on 60 Minutes. He says the biggest surprise was how dirty it really is. Are you watching these commercials? Look, I alluded to it earlier in the broadcast. Claire McCaskill, we've had Project Veritas go undercover in the Tennessee race. I believe it's Tennessee Senate race. And it was a guy who said, I would have voted against Kavanaugh, but I didn't say that publicly because I want to win over some of the conservatives, the moderates in Tennessee. I forget the guy's name, Bredesen or something like that, Bredesen. Anyway, he's a liar. You have Claire McCaskill out of Missouri, again, Project Veritas, undercover, talking to her. She wants to get rid of all guns and people on her campaign. I don't care about the Second Amendment, but we can't do it right away, and we can't say certain things because we won't win the moderate vote. See, this is the problem we have in politics. This is the problem, by the way, that we have in life. We don't want people to say what's really happening. The truth is scary for folks. When you recognize something and you say, hey, I'll just look at what I did. Calling those women who accused Kavanaugh what they actually are, and quite frankly, it should have been called worse, and people are worried about the consequences. I'm not worried about the consequences. I've got big things, bigger than, maybe not bigger than Fox in terms of my stature, you know, like being on TV and on their channel, but bigger in terms of opportunity for me. I'm not worried about it at all. But what I can tell you is this. I sleep good at night knowing that I've got my character is still intact. But I look at what these guys are doing. And what's funny, they'll take one little piece of information and they'll stretch it out and say, oh, so-and-so is, whatever it may be. Whether it's illegal immigration, taxes, and it's all massaging of the facts. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can't sue based on information. Once you get into politics, I can say whatever I want about you and you can't sue me. I think there's some sort of a piece of legislation that says, nope, the libel and slander goes away with that. Can you imagine you can say anything about something? I mean, I don't know if that's, maybe there's a lawyer that wants to give me a shout, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. 8255, but I think they can say and do just about whatever they want to each other. They can destroy each other in any manner, and it's okay. Why? Because it's politics. Now, if you were playing football and I grabbed you by the face mask, they'd call a penalty. In politics, they go, rip his head off, man, rip his head off. It's fun to watch in one sense because, quite frankly, I'm sort of glad that many of these people destroy each other because it's just the way that the nature of who they are. I don't want to imply that all these people are crooked, but you really have to have a different – and as much as I respect the idea that somebody says, I'm going to go serve and, you know, I want to do the right thing, there's a part of me that goes, nah, it takes a different being that says, I want to be a politician, and that's not a good part of your DNA because it's a want for power. I was talking to a guy the other day. He says to me, so Kevin, I forget what we were talking about. He goes, I need, you know, you to do blankety blank. And I was like, man, I have no interest in trying to make myself bigger, because he was asking me, you know, this will make you this, that, and the other. And I go, I have zero interest in that. And he goes, it's always the people that don't want it who should be there. And I don't remember the context, but he was telling me, look, man, this could really raise your profile. And all this, I was like, for why? What do I need my profile raised for? I mean, who am I trying to impress? No matter what I achieve, there's somebody that's done better from a monetary standpoint. I'm out of time. So what am I trying to do? I'm not trying, to be honest with you, I'm not even trying to impress the people around me. I'm just trying to be a good guy and let the chips fall where they may. But that's not the political situation we find ourselves in. Short break, folks. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. On Wednesday, President Trump asked each of his cabinet secretaries to cut 5% of their respective budgets. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin told Fox News it should be easy to cut some spending.
There is so much room for us to reduce spending in the federal government, and I think everybody, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, agrees on that. And for me, that was music to my ears to hear the president say, we're going to start to reduce how much we're spending. My dad always said, it's not how much you make, it's how much you spend. We're bringing in great revenue. Let's start start trying to fix how much goes out the door, and let's be more efficient with the taxpayers' money. Let's spend the taxpayers' money the way they would spend their money, which is cautiously.
President Trump said today the United States has asked Turkey for audio or video evidence of the possible murder of a Saudi journalist, if it exists. The president also said he plans on meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is on his way back from a trip to Turkey and Saudi Arabia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. So the other day, Elizabeth Warren released her DNA test. Oh, man. It read, Warren released a sample of her DNA to a private lab in Georgia over the summer. Warren did not use a commercial service for her DNA analysis, according to The Globe, but rather Bustamante, who is on the scientific advisory board for Ancestry. He also worked on projects for other commercial services like 23andMe. So she doesn't release it to Ancestry.com or 23andMe. She releases it to a private guy who works with both. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And if you are buying that ration of drivel, then boy, oh boy, then, you know, there's some swampland in Katrina country that people are willing to sell you. Talk about a setup. Here's what was funny. Even with the setup, Bustamante found that the vast majority of Warren's family tree is European. But added, get this, that the results strongly support the existence of an unadmixed Native American ancestor in the range of 6 to 10 generations ago. 6 to 10 generations. Let me put it to you this way. If you are 6 to 10 generations away from something, you don't even count. You're 6 to 10 generations from a monkey. Okay. This is so crazy that it's impossible not to laugh at it. See, 6 to 10, you are 6 to 10 generations from a dolphin. I'm not even kidding. I'm kind of kidding, but I would check to be sure, but I think I'm right on this. I think you're closer to being a dolphin than 6 to 10 generations of some kind of DNA. I joke any time. Okay. So I did my Ancestry DNA, and I'm 11% Irish. Now, I know why. Because at some point in my ancestry, some Irishman had sex with one of my female ancestors who was on the plantation. And I know who it was. I'm telling you, we went back and did this. We know who it is. But if you told me track down, you know, some piece of German in me, where I would be like, dude, please, it's not going to happen. I was able to track that down to the Clasby family, but that's all I know. But and as far as my Native American, I can tell you specifically mine. My great grandmother was 50% Navajo. Not just because of her high cheekbones, because she had them. She looked like Dionne Warwick on steroids. So she was 50%. My grandfather biological grandfather was 50%, I believe, Cree, but certainly Injun, okay? He was an Injun, and that makes me a lot. I'm like 3/32nds, you know, Indian. So I know where mine is, and I can tell you, you can go look in my DNA didn't say it, but I can tell you this right now. I know who my folks are. I know the lineage, and that's where they are. So it's easy for me to prove. I don't have the DNA results don't even matter. I can prove it. I can go and say, okay, Vernia, who was my great grandmother's name, was 50% Navajo. I'm not going to give the name of my grandfather, but you know, because people will try to do something with me. But the point is, I'm completely legit. This woman is lying. I mean, it's almost laughable. It's not almost, because I've been laughing about it all since I found out. After repeated taunting by President Trump, Pocahontas took this test because this was orchestrated. 1/64th Native American, according to the best results. But her lineage could be as low as, get this, 1/1024th. Therefore, unless she wants to be like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly, where she's got that little bit of fly, and ultimately her fingernails fall off and she morphs into a big old fly, that ain't enough to make her Indian. Man. Less than 0.1% to 1.56% Indian, but 100% Marxist lunatic. That's a fact. Minimum requirement to join membership in any Native American tribe ranges from 1/8 or 12.5% to half, 50%. She can't be part of any tribe in this country. And get this, it gets worse. According to the New York Times, the average white person in America has double the amount of American Indian DNA as Elizabeth Warren, who claims to be Cherokee. But look at them cheekbones. Look at my cheekbones. Man. So the story is, the Boston Globe reported this, the results of Warren's DNA test. What else could the Boston Globe do? They're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They've got a cultural appropriationist, a fake Indian, and they've been defending this woman for years. So they go, okay, let's just get this monkey off our back. Let's go to Bustamante. Let's not go to Ancestry DNA because somebody might leak it. Let's not go to, you know, the ones we would go to. Was it 23andMe, whatever? Let's not go to just a service to say, here you go. By the way, as soon as I saw this story, I was like, come on, man. That's like a convict saying, hey, will you pee in this for me? Do we even know that the little bit that Elizabeth Warren had is legitimately hers? Do we know? I mean, look, let's for the sake of discussion say that Elizabeth Warren is exactly the amount of Indian she says. As I said before, she could get into no tribe. The white people in America have double what she has. She's got half of what the average white person has. The article's author, Annie Linsky, similarly provided cover for Warren's past in September with a story declaring her claim to Native American ethnicity was never considered by the Harvard Law Faculty. At every step of her remarkable rise in the legal profession, the people responsible for hiring her saw her as a white woman. However, Linsky admits, Warren changed her ethnicity from white to Native American, both at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, where she taught from 87 to 95, and at Harvard Law School, where she had tenure starting in 1995. Now, she can make no such claim. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, minimum threshold, 1/16th blood quantum. And the United Kiowa Band's threshold is 1/4 blood quantum. The Cherokee Nation does not have any minimum threshold for ancestry, but for membership, it requires that an individual provide documents that connect you to a direct ancestor listed on one of the DAW's final rolls of citizens of the Cherokee Nation. They don't include any of Warren's ancestors. And his DNA test said it pretty clear. The vast majority of Warren's ancestry is European. So in other words, you ain't no Injun. But Pocahontas continues the Pocahontas, shamelessly declaring victory. She taunted President Trump. Where's the $1 million you promised me on July the 5th? What? You get no money for being a fraud? Who do you think you are, Blasey Ford? Shoot. You better go get a GoFundMe. Shoot. See how many people want to donate to your fake Cherokee behind? Starting to sound like my grandmother. Girl ain't getting no money from me. Shoot. And you got to love their tenacity, though. You got to love the Democrats. They don't give up. I mean, Elizabeth Warren knows she's caught. She produces a document that essentially says, you're not anywhere near the Indian you need to be declaring yourself an Indian. And she's like, see, look at that. No evidence that says I'm an Indian. Look at you. Ha, ha, ha. Mud on your face. And you're going, what? Wow. Now, she got busted for lying in 2014 about her parents being forced to elope due to her mother's Native American heritage. She was busted for that. Because they're like, what are you talking about? That was never anything in your mother's thing. And then she claimed her great-grandmother, O.C. Sarah Smith, was Native American, while Smith reportedly identified as white in historical documents. So what was she? Warren resembles Pinocchio Hannes more than she does Pocahontas. That's why people call her Pocahontas. And I'm not talking about black folks like Pocahontas, like there's two Kahanas and Pocahontas. I'm talking about Fakahontas. Warren released a sample of her DNA to a private lab in Georgia over the summer. Warren's 0.0765625% chance of being Cherokee is at least greater than her chance of ever becoming president of the United States. On that point, we can be very thankful. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my gosh, we're having a lot of fun with this Elizabeth Warren thing. Pocahontas outs herself. I find the irony of this delicious. It's deliciously ironic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Somebody complained. Look, I'll be honest with you. We don't have great sound and sometimes, and it's a long story because we're changing the studio. This is a long story, but trust me, it's still an enjoyable show. Hopefully you guys are getting something out of it. Anyway, glad you're here. Never Trumper Stephen Hayes got it right. He tweeted this, and it was in response to an article from one of his peers, and he says, baited by Trump's jibes, Elizabeth Warren rushes headlong into self-parody. with a lavish rollout of a DNA test that suggests she may be, checks notes, 1,024th Native American. Man. And Stephen Hayes is rightfully explaining how Trump has already destroyed Elizabeth Warren's chances of being a Democratic presidential nominee and has, in effect, made her not only a laughingstock of the Democratic Party, but a laughingstock of politics in general. I want you to understand the significance of Warren. She was hand-picked, literally plucked out of academia to become a senator in the state of Massachusetts. Then she was put on the best committees. I'm talking early on. They were going to make her the presidential candidate. She was the poster child of what the Democratic Party was going to be. She just had misstep after misstep. She's a horrible campaigner. You know, if it weren't for the power of the Democratic machine, there's no way this woman advances. It comes out she's been faking being an Indian for decades, getting all kinds of special treatment. I would love to see an FBI investigation of everything that she has claimed to be Indian for, you know, getting a fat salary from academia. We talked about it earlier, about all the things that where she claimed she was an Indian, University of Pennsylvania, at Harvard, in a cookbook, all these different things where she is affirming, I'm a Cherokee. And as it turns out, she's less Cherokee than the average white person. Find a ginger, some fish-belly white person, and they are more Indian than cheekbones, high cheekbones. And it's crazy. Anyway, Stephen Hayes, it was a funny quote that he said. And this would be a great sketch for Saturday Night Live if they actually had comedy on that show anymore. Now, I documented in a post the Boston Globe's nonsensical coverage of this farce where Elizabeth Warren releases these DNA results. And being honest, but the humorous side of me said, why didn't she call a press conference in full Native American garb to announce that she is 1,024th Indian? Let me put this to you this way. Go outside of your house, point at somebody. They are more Indian than Elizabeth Warren. And what's funny about it to me, I mean, it's all funny, but what keeps tickling me is every time I get, you know, more and more thoughts about it. Without doing a single thing, President Trump proved that he could crush the Democrats and crush the media without even breaking a sweat. Because think about it. Warren's been lying. He started calling her Pocahontas. The media's been advancing this lie. He's been calling them fake news. And what happens? The fake news media who's been advancing this lie now has got to eat it. And let me tell you something. The left has not been, they have not been happy about this. Democrats are not, this couldn't be worse timing. I mean, we're 3 weeks away from the election, and here's Elizabeth Warren still trying to propagate a lie. And she was gleeful about it. By the way, at Real Donald Trump, remember saying on 7/5 that you'd give $1 million to a charity of my choice if my DNA showed Native American ancestry? I remember. Here's the verdict. Please send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. She had the nerve to call out Trump being 1,024th Native American. And by the way, and that's the situation there, is that they don't even know that. They don't know that she's even 1,024. She might be 2,048. I mean, it is such an embarrassment. But I'm, you know what? Normally I might even feel a little sorry for somebody like this. But I'm not. I started lampooning her, and I think the social media just destroyed her. And she's gone from being the belle of the ball, the darling of the Democrats, to being a pariah if she'd left it alone. But you know why she couldn't leave it alone? Because it's that big lie that's looming. It's the one that could derail everything. It's the one that the legacy can be built or broken on. And she said, I'm going to prove it. And didn't even go through Ancestry or this other one. Was it me something? 23andMe. Thank you. She didn't go through that. What she did was she sent it to a guy and said, you do it. And even hand-picking the guy to do it, he comes back and says, you're 1,024th Native American. So people were tweeting, well, then Donald Trump owes you approximately $976, which is 1,024th of $1 million. And, of course, the president tweeted and said, hey, or he didn't tweet it, he said this. He says, I wouldn't believe it unless I took the test and delivered it myself. And that's the, those are the circumstances. She'd be their nominee. She'd take the test. I'd administer it, make sure that the chain of evidence stayed the same. Because you know what might come back in that test? That she is unequivocally not 0% Native American. She is a pure Aryan bloodline and kin to Hitler. That's what would probably come back. Anyway, Michelle Malkin, she chided her. 1/1,000th Native American indirectly derived from South American genetic markers is, quote, proof of Native heritage. He said President Trump should donate that in Monopoly money, which is as genuine as Warren's claim. You gotta love Michelle. What a sharp lady. Yeah. Wants him to follow through on his pledge of $1 million. And anyway, Ann Coulter had this to say. Man, people are so clever. Ann Coulter said, breaking. Cleveland Indians announced Elizabeth Warren not even eligible to be a bobblehead. Oh, man. Dennis Miller, comedian, he chimed in. The Elizabeth Warren press release can only mean one thing. She's about to sue some poor fatherless child for residual casino ownership shares. Good one, Dennis. He's got a point. See, Warren has profiteered in academia, so why shouldn't she game the system? She's used to it. Get it? Gaming the system? Casino? Yeah. I'm clever too, Dennis. Well, talk about, I want you to think about, look, I don't know everything she did, but I bet you go look at federal paperwork where she was getting loans, things like that. She's been lying on federal documents her entire life. She has been pulling a Dolezal. And, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's what she's been doing. There's a registry, I think they call it the Dawes Registry. And that's where you have to be. If you're going to be part of an Indian nation, if you will, that's where you are. They don't even look at DNA. I told you guys the reason why they don't look at DNA. I took my DNA, and I am 3/32 Native American, period. I mean, I'm 100% Native American, but I'm saying I'm 3/32 Indian. And I know how, and I'm registered in books and the whole deal. We are Navajo. I'm mostly Navajo in terms of my Indian heritage. I'm Navajo. And but these Indian nations only recognize it through the, you know, okay, this person had a baby over with this person and they have it in the books. And if you're not in the book, you're not part of the nation. But anyway, the Cherokees, I was going to say the Comanches, the Cherokees said it's an insult that Elizabeth Warren would try this nonsense. They were insulted. Let's see. Here's what Donald Trump Jr., he says, to show how in touch with the Democrats are with the American people, Elizabeth Warren and staff actually thought it would be good to show them that she's likely got favorable treatment for her whole life for maybe possibly being 1,024th Native American. Hashtag not winning. So true. The Concord Mass GOP, they got involved and they said, let's see. That makes her what? At best, 1/128th Native American. That should certainly be good enough to qualify for minority status to meet diversity quotas at Harvard and elsewhere. Hashtag Pocahontas. So people, they got it. The one guy said she lowered the bar again. Warren is the butt of jokes, and rightfully so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.